Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, beginning at verse 1 through verse 7. Now, when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you." Well, here we are, heading to the Final Four, while we're also less than 2 weeks away from the celebration of Easter. It's a sunny day here, breezy, with spring-like temperatures predicted for the rest of the day and rest of the week. The kind of day which gives a lift to our hopes in life. Maybe a day like the one which the three women, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Jesus and Salome, experienced at the empty tomb that morning so long ago when the angel told them that Christ was risen. A day that would soon offer them a sense of renewed hope and a fresh outlook on life. And for us, you and me, embracing what happened that morning so long ago, it can also be a time of renewed hope and a fresh outlook on life where long-held dreams just may come true and we find a second chance at the life that we were meant to live. A few years ago, I was driving through the farmlands of Western Indiana to a Fellowship of Christian Athletes National Conference to speak on team building and leadership development to FCA ministry leaders gathering from all across the country. As I drove along, the barns and the garages of the passing farmhouses were uniformly equipped with basketball backboards. It was exactly as I envisioned it would be from the stories that I had heard of the Midwest tradition of basketball. Milan, Indiana, was in the other direction from where I was headed, in the southeast corner of the state, not too far from the Ohio border. Milan, a town of about 1,000 people, where dreams, shining moments, and second chances were lived out years ago in a story which became the springboard for the classic movie Hoosiers. I watched that movie again last night. It's on my regular viewing list, especially during this college basketball tournament time. This college basketball tournament is an annual phenomenon, appropriately dubbed March Madness, as college basketball players and coaches and schools and fans from across the country embark on an exhilarating and unpredictable journey trying to win a national championship. This year has been no exception at all, as the tournament has taken them and us through improbable, unbelievable moments, creating a lifetime of memories while reaching for a chance at one shining moment. And perhaps along the way, finding something extraordinary within themselves that they had never known was there. Milan High School, Hickory High School in the movie, was a school of about 160 students. That's it, 160 students. But that small school won the Indiana State High School Basketball Championship in 1954, defeating Muncie Central, called South Central in the movie, with its 3,000-plus student body, with a game-winning basket in the final seconds of the championship game. However, it was in the shadows of the backboards on basketball courts all over that small town of Milan, Indiana, where real-life stories were lived out by people becoming all they were meant to be. That's where the real story of our lives always takes place as well, just below the surface in the shadows that others don't often see. Those are the places that we often overlook, where stories of second chances, like those depicted in the movie, come alive, where dreams begin to come true. A coach, Norman Dale, in the movie, barred from coaching for hitting a player, was given a second chance by the school principal, Cletus Summers, to coach again. An alcoholic father of one of the players was made an assistant coach and given another chance at life. The team's manager, player who played sparingly until then, was given a second chance when thrown into a critical moment of an important playoff game, and his efforts resulted in victory. A team and a town normally focused only on winning began to embrace more important things in life than just a state basketball title, all occurring in the sunshine of second chance after second chance after second chance that they were given. Stories of second chances, not at all unlike the story in that verse from the Gospel of Mark that I read a moment ago, where the angel said to the women, "But go and tell the disciples and Peter." The angel made sure when they left the empty tomb that they also told Peter, the same Peter who three times had denied that he knew Christ as Christ was heading to his death on the cross. That same Peter was then given a divine second chance after Christ's death and resurrection, when he was forgiven by Christ and sent out again as one of his disciples to be all that he was created to be and to share the message of hope of the now risen Christ. "Tell the disciples," the angel told the three women gathered there that morning, "but make sure to tell Peter too." Make sure to tell Peter. In the shadows of the cross and the empty tomb of the risen Christ, we also, you and I, find second chances, where God's grace is freely given and lives are healed, where dreams bloom and where we reach again for all we were created to be, and where shining moments happen. And I suspect if you mine down deep into the lives and stories of the participants of what is this year's version of March Madness 2023, you would find a lot of stories like those we see in Hoosiers, and like that story of Peter, and perhaps like some of those folks around you that you know, or maybe even stories like yours or mine. Need a second chance at the day? Perhaps something's off track in your life or your career plans? Something you should have said or shouldn't have said to a loved one or someone else special in your life? Maybe you made a big mistake a long time ago and still can't forgive yourself and move on. Financially, you need a lift up to stability that you once had and don't now. God stands ready to give you a second chance and a third and a fourth and more to help you move on from the things of the past toward becoming all he created you to be. That's what the grace of God for you and for me is all about. God moving with you into the rest of your life. The God of the empty tomb and the second chance, no matter what we've been through or what we've done, is there with yet another chance for us to climb out of the shadows of the backboards and into all the potential and possibility of shining moments that he has planned for your life and mine. Maybe you need a change in your perspective that comes when you allow the God who loves you to wipe away all the stuff that keeps you from seeing all the shining moments that he has placed in your life and planned for your future. Maybe you need to turn some area of weakness or temptation over to God to walk with you to change and overcome it. Or maybe you need a second chance with one of your children or a parent or a new relationship with a friend. With the same God who gave Peter a second chance, you won't run out of chances with him to lift yourself after you fall or to touch and change the life of someone else for the better. Need a second chance? Today is the day. Today is that day. Before you run out of time, look up, reach out, and step forward out of the shadows of the cross and into the arms of the God of the empty tomb, the God of the second chance, the God of shining moments. the God of the empty tomb, the God of Peter, and the God of everyone who feels at times that they shouldn't, couldn't, and can't move on in life, that God stands ready to give you and me a second chance and more throughout all eternity. There's a great exchange, my friends, often missed in the first 10 minutes of the movie. Coach Dale arrives at Hickory High School and goes up to Principal Summers' office, who had just hired him. After a few exchanges, Coach Dale says, "I really appreciate what you're doing." Principal Summers cuts him off mid-sentence and says, "Let's not be repeating ourselves. Your slate is clean. We've got a job to do." My friends, that's what the God of the second chance said to Peter and says to each of us every day. It's time to move on, Scott. Your slate is clean. We have a job to do. And with God, that job is to live our lives to the fullest, reaching for all our potential and touching the world for good every day with Him and for Him, for others. Believe it. Reach for it. That second chance with Him, a life of shining moments which He intends for you to live with Him. Reach for it to have the impact for good that He intends for you to have and leave the legacy that only you can leave today and every day for the rest of your life. Let me pray for us. Father, just thank you for the reminder through that scene in Mark and through the life of Peter, where the angel told those three women to make sure to tell Peter, and then you forgave him and sent him on into life. Lord, you are a God of so much, God of love and grace, but also a God of second chances. Thank you for that. We embrace that and claim that now and move forward with you into all that you created us to be, moving toward all those shining moments that you set before us, so that we too, as we become all that you created us to be and experience those shining moments in our lives, can also, with you, help others to become all that you created them to be, to see the shining moments in life, to move past the stuff, the mistakes, the things we've done and where we are, and to move past the shadows of the backboards, the shadows of our lives into the sunshine of a brand new day, shining moments, potential and possibility with you. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for all you do for us and with us. In your Son's precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.